Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Black Land Prairie once covered more than 20 million acres in Texas. Jason Spangler of the Native Prairies Association of Texas says because of cropping and livestock overgrazing, less than 1% of this native habitat exists today.
It's the most endangered large ecosystem in North America.
You can find a thriving 500-acre example of Blackland Prairie in Bell County, thanks to the restoration efforts of Bob and Mickey Burleson.
I don't think any of our neighbors think of it as anything but Burleson's folly. They all think that grass is for grazing to the ground.
Over four decades, the Burlesons visited remnant prairies, collecting seeds they later used to restore their land.
Eventually, it started working naturally to come back to a climax of what had been here. And it's still doing that. We haven't gotten to the place where the big blue stem is the dominant grass. And that's what would have been at one time. But we're getting there.
The Burlesons won the Lone Star Land Steward Award for the Blackland Prairie Ecoregion for their dedication to land restoration and stewardship.
It's what belongs here. This is where I live, this is my home, and this is what I love.
Learn about land management at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.